I've had a commissioner request. Commissioner Hardesty has noted that half the Fire Bureau is here waiting to testify on the two items that were pulled off of the consent agenda. I would rather not have them sitting here in the room. I'd rather have them out in the community doing their hard work. So if you wouldn't mind, could you call item number 203?
Accept the State Preparedness and Incident Response Grant from the State of Oregon Office of Emergency Management for a 700-gallon fuel transportation trailer.
Who pulled this item?
Lightning.
Is he here? Are there any further discussions on this consent item?
Does anyone have any questions?
Questions? Call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaley?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Before I cast my vote, did anybody else want to testify on this matter?
Oh, Shedrick, really?
I'll suspend the vote. Shedrick, coming up.
So close.
No, I just realized. Made the call. Okay, and I'm going to hold you narrowly to this. This is a consent item. It's about a very specific grant, so that's what we need to talk about, please. Shedrick, go ahead.
I support this if it has anything to do with the state of emergency. Again, I have a real problem about being warned by security that I am standing up or making comments about people resigning, like the mayor or city council. And the truth is, I may have not have voted for the mayor, or I voted for the mayor or city council, and I don't want you there. So of course I'm going to stand up and disrupt the meeting and say you resign, or that you didn't meet my expectations, so I want you to resign, right? And a lot of things here, a lot of discussion here does not violate the core Constitution of the United States, but it does violate the Bill of Rights. But the Bill of Rights is an amendment to the Constitution. Bye.
Thank you. Maggie?
Okay, we're talking about the housing, right?
No. No, we're talking about, this is to accept the State Preparedness and Incident Response Grant from the State of Oregon. It's for emergency management, and it goes to those firefighters you see in the back of the room. And they would like the resources so they can respond to incidents in the community.
Are these the ones that did the calendar? Are these the firefighters and the EMTs?
These are command staff personnel standing
the calendar?
This is actually not the issue on the agenda, Maggie.
Okay.
None of us like the calendar. This isn't about the calendar.
Okay. Well, you know, firefighters need to do their jobs, and so if they, whatever they need to do it, they need. So that's it.
Thank you. Call the roll.
Wheeler.
Aye. Thank you. Oh, yeah, the ordinance is adopted. I didn't prepare that speech. In practice, Commissioner Udaley.
If I could just say once again, we've said many times, City Council is a limited public forum. We have the right to set the time, place, and manner of how the public participates. We read the rules at the beginning of the session. We are absolutely not violating anyone's constitutional rights. That is a just complete misunderstanding of how this body and how this chamber works.
204. One sec, Diane. Read 204, please.
I'm sorry.
Also consent.
Authorize application to the Department of Homeland Security through its Federal Emergency Management Agency for a grant in the amount of $330,000 for technical rescue trainings and $1,300,000 for station source capture exhaust system for a total of $1,630,000.
Any testimony on this item? Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hardesty.
I want to thank my fire leadership team for showing up today in support of these efforts. My apologies that you had to wait so long. Thank you very much for being here to answer questions. I vote aye.
Udaley.
I'd also like to thank the firefighters for being here. This is a gross misuse of their time, and I apologize that you've had to sit here for the last 2+ hours. Because this was unnecessarily pulled from the consent agenda, I vote aye.
Wheeler.
Democracy, it's the worst form of government except for all the rest. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item.